When it comes to voting, New Jersey is one of a few states in the nation that does things a little bit differently.
And a big part of the reason has to do with this famous president.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Why does New Jersey hold statewide elections only in odd-numbered years? The answer may surprise you. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Joe Hernandez covers the State House in New Jersey for WHYY. He's here to shed some light on why New Jerseyans vote when they do.
Joe, when we say off-year elections, who are we electing in those off-year elections? Like, what do we mean?
So in every odd-numbered year in New Jersey, there is a statewide election for state offices. So it could be that the governor is up for election. That happens every 4 years. Or state senators. But state assembly people, who are basically like the U.S. Congress people of the state legislature, they're up every 2 years. So 2017, this year, 2019, 2021, those are going to be statewide elections. In even-numbered years, that's when you have federal offices up for election, the U.S. president, U.S. senators, and representatives.
Okay, so we alternate between federal elections and state elections.
In New Jersey, it alternates every year, yeah.
So it's 2019, so we'll be voting for our state representatives this year. Why does New Jersey do things this way?
So you have to go all the way back to the year 1947. In this year, the state held its constitutional convention to come up with its third and what is now its current constitution. And back then, the New Jersey government was like completely out of whack. Everybody thought it was a total joke. There was this party boss system in New Jersey that was thriving. It was open to corruption. And so what the delegates did in this constitution is figure out a way to modernize the state government and bring it up to kind of 20th century standards. And they gave the governor's office a lot more power. And another piece of what they did was set state elections in off years so that they didn't overlap with federal elections. And at the time, there was this governor, this guy Alfred E. Driscoll, and his argument was basically, we should keep state issues separate from federal issues.
The problems confronting the state are frequently distinct from those confronting the nation.
And if we hold the elections in different years, people will be able to vote on state issues in 1 year and then go to the polls the following year and vote on national issues.
Federal elections should determine national policies, while the state election should determine state policies.
But there was another reason that they wanted to do that, right?
Right. And that other reason was President Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
So Roosevelt was president for 12 years. Remind us how he got to be president for so long.
Well, first of all, there were not term limits back then. Now presidents can only serve two consecutive terms. But back then, there weren't any term limits. And he was hugely popular in the country. He was a Democrat. And this was sort of the peak of the United States involvement in World War II.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
And so he was elected for a fourth term.
Roosevelt, Churchill, and Stalin reach agreement on the foundations of European peace.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin from CBS World News.
He died during that term.
Has just announced that President Roosevelt is dead. The president died of a cerebral hemorrhage.
But he had been really popular since 1932 when he started running for president up until his death.
Okay, so why are we talking about Roosevelt? What does he have to do with Jersey politics?
So at the time in New Jersey, Republicans controlled the state legislature, and they were on the ballot with Roosevelt because back then state and federal elections would happen at the same time.
The Democrats won each time that he was on a ballot by large margins.
And I talked to a guy named Lou Thurston. He was the former chief of staff to New Jersey Governor Tom Kaine, a Republican. And one theory that Thurston gave me and that other people also corroborated is that
I think there was thinking on the part of Republican legislators who dominated the legislature before 1947 that they were tired of losing to Roosevelt, and so they wanted to change it.
Driscoll and other Republicans, they wanted to separate state and federal elections because they didn't want to lose to a really popular national Democrat in a state election.
So in 47, the Constitution was changed,
which totally reshaped New Jersey state government in a lot of substantial ways. It also decided to hold its state elections in off years so they wouldn't overlap with federal ones.
When we come back,
the irony was that Eisenhower won right after that by huge margins, and which would have benefited the Republicans.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And I'm Annette John Hall. We're speaking to WHYY's Joe Hernandez about why New Jersey holds statewide elections in odd-numbered years. So, Joe, critics say that there were some setbacks to having off-year statewide elections, too, right?
Well, for the Republicans who wanted to separate state and federal elections, presumably because it would help them politically, there was some irony in doing that, because not long after the 1947 Constitutional Convention,
Eisenhower is steadily forging ahead, and it looks like the end for Stevenson.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, who is a Republican, gets elected.
It is clearly necessary that men and women of goodwill of both parties forget the political strife through which we have passed and devote themselves to the single purpose of a better future. This, I believe, they will do.
By then, state and federal elections aren't held in the same years in New Jersey, so Republicans in New Jersey can't quite benefit from the tailwinds of Eisenhower's popularity.
Mm.
But there are other drawbacks as well that critics say exist in having state elections in off years. The big one probably is the voter turnout is much lower in off years because there aren't any huge, you know, big ticket presidential races or U.S. Senate races. And if you look at the numbers in New Jersey, that really bears out. So in the 2016 election, the U.S. presidential election, voter turnout in New Jersey was 68%. 1 year later, in 2017, there was a gubernatorial race, and voter turnout went from 68% the year before to 39% in 2017.
What do proponents of having these off-year elections say? Like, what is the argument there?
I mean, the argument, I think, is the argument that was made in 1947 by Governor Driscoll, which is that you can deal with state issues, you know, in a statewide election in a way that might be difficult if you had a federal election in the same year that might overshadow what's going on in the state. I think there's also a bit of a pride thing in New Jersey as well, and having your elections in off years. It means that New Jersey is going to deal with New Jersey in those years, and they're not going to be influenced by what President Trump is doing or by what, you know, some other big national issue is, what sort of effect that's having on people at the time. State issues in New Jersey are often different than some of the issues facing the country. And so it allows those things to be separate.
Joe, does this make it harder for New Jersey, though? I mean, you know, they have to oversee this huge operation, this election operation every year.
There are certain things that I think make it maybe a little more of a burden on New Jersey. I mean, it certainly costs more money to run these statewide elections every year. You have to roll out all the machines for every primary in June. There's a general election every November. You have to pay 26,000 poll workers to come out and do a day's work. But
there are definitely some advantages to having elections every year.
I talked to Bob Giles, who's the director of the Division of Elections for New Jersey.
It's less trainings, whereas every 2 years, your board workers may not have used the equipment for 2 years.
Since they do a primary election every year and a general election every year.
We have June primaries and November generals, so there's not a very long stretch in between those time periods.
They sort of know what's going on. They don't need to be retrained as much. They don't forget things. And he said the voters are the same way.
They understand that, every June there's a primary, every November there's an election. It's just a matter of who's on the ballot.
But Joe, what does this say about voter enthusiasm? I mean, we're supposed to be paying special attention to state issues in these statewide races, but less than half the voters are showing up at the polls.
I think your point hits the nail on the head, which is the practical effect of having state elections in off years does separate state issues from federal issues. There's no doubt, right? Because that's all that's happening in that year. But the idea is that people will be able to decide those things, yet less than half of the people who should be deciding those things are showing up in those off years. So is it really achieving that goal of dealing with state issues in off years? Or is it not achieving that goal because so few people are coming out to the polls to cast a ballot?
Joe, thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
That was New Jersey State House reporter Joe Hernandez. The Why was produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov.
And me, Annette John Hall.
Along with Alex Stern and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Culinary.
We had editing help for today's episode from Eugene San.
Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov.
Or at Annette J.H.
We'll be back tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.